I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime! Woo!
All right, good morning and welcome to the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB. Weekdays 9 to 11 o'clock, this is the story behind the story, the truth behind the headlines, the lying mainstream media, and the ridiculous two-party propaganda. Welcome to Central Mississippi's safe space for independent thought. Today is Wednesday. That means, with every Wednesday, the second hour, we take a break from politics. I give you some news you can use. Ways that to empower you to take control of your own health. This is for Republicans or Democrats, black, white, gay, straight, tall, short, young, old. I do not care. This is one segment a week that should ignite everybody to take control of their health care. We've got, I'm going to talk a little bit today. Don't tune me out. Actually, I shouldn't even say that. People are wildly in support of this across the state. But I'm going to talk a little bit. There has been a ballot initiative introduced in Mississippi about medical marijuana. And I was just going to – there's some things that – that is an education issue. It's been interesting. Polling in Mississippi is significantly in support of that. I'm going to play some things that I think support that. If you have some compassion for people with medical conditions, you're going to hear next hour – that there are medications that are not available in Mississippi that are still illegal right now that would provide tremendous relief to tens of thousands. My numbers, when I kind of looked at it, possibly over 100,000 people in Mississippi that are suffering needlessly can be helped. So we're going to talk about that. I'm also going to talk about a new study that's come out on artificial sweeteners. If you are a consumer of these things, which a lot of people are, they're in a lot of products, not just diet sodas or in the little pink blue packets that are on your table that you might be putting in your coffee. But these artificial sweeteners are in a lot of products. There's some new studies about that, and the results should cause you some alarm if you aren't already avoiding that garbage. And one of the best things that you can do to keep yourself healthy during the winter. And it is so simple, so simple. So if you want to avoid colds, flus, snotty noses, this is a very, very simple thing you can do. Very cheap, very simple. And it will help you, I'll argue, much better than a flu shot or any of the other things that they try to get us to participate in. That's next hour. I got some news and stuff to go through today. I kind of got frustrated on yesterday's show because I found myself really struggling to go through. I played some of Donald Trump's speech. Agreed with some of it, disagreed with some of it. I'm surprised that he's reversed his thinking on some things. And I felt, I don't know if it's self-imposed, but I feel this resistance from people for the truth. And it's what I base my whole show on. You know, I mean, I want people to listen to this show. WYAB wants ratings. We want advertisers to get their products out there on this station. And so if I've got a whole show based around facts and truth and people are resistant to that and don't want to hear it, then it kind of puts me in a little bit of a corner, but it's just who I am. I got a little frustrated, and even Steve yesterday called and said something. He said something that actually ended up being kind of surprising to me. And I called out the facts that Donald Trump during the campaign trail had used all these, had told us very truthfully, this is why I voted for Donald Trump. One of the main reasons I voted for Donald Trump was he was telling the American people the truth. After decades of lies, he was telling us that the financial numbers are bogus. He was telling us that the Federal Reserve was being political by keeping low interest rates. He was telling us we were in a big, fat, ugly bubble. It was the truth. And he was the only person that dared to speak these words. And I said, now that's a guy I can get behind. maybe don't like his style. Maybe there's some of his policies I don't like. But at least this guy is willing to be honest. Well, now he's shifted on that. And I'm not calling him a liar. But what Steve said yesterday was, well, they've been using these bogus statistics for forever. Why shouldn't Donald Trump use them? And my question back to that, and I, you know, when you take calls, you don't process all information. I'm trying to do things here in the studio. I'm trying to listen to a caller. I'm trying to engage in a conversation. But my question is that what we wanted from Donald Trump? Did we want more of the same? We just wanted another politician, except one that sends out funny tweets. We wanted just another politician. But, I mean, this was the allure to me of Donald Trump. I posted something on my Facebook page that is really worth a read, but I may get to a little bit of it next segment because it's so this is what the problem is in the United States, and this article's long, and I know a lot of people won't read it. My Facebook page is The Mike Madison Show on Facebook. About the way the media manipulates the way we think about things. And what they do is they bring on lobbyists. They just don't disclose their lobbyists. They put them in chairs and call them things like national security advisors or political commentator, but they don't tell you that they're a lobbyist for Saudi Arabia or the United Arab Emirates. They put former general such and such on every single channel. They just fail to disclose that they're also happen to be sitting on the board of Raytheon or Lockheed Martin. And these people come on and tell you why Iran is such a threat and we need to be aggressive with them. They've spent years telling you why we needed to go into Iraq and to Afghanistan, why we need to view the Russians as an enemy, why everybody is our enemy, why we need to rebuild the military. They just never can disclose that they're actually lobbyists, that they're board members of the biggest defense contractors that sit with the biggest, fattest, juiciest contracts. And most of the American people do not know that. Listeners to this show do know that. This article goes into it, and it's by Glenn Greenwald. Glenn Greenwald is a liberal. He is with The Intercept magazine. I believe he may be kind of in charge of that thing. He is a true investigative journalist. He is a liberal. I would disagree with him on some issues, but he gets to the truth of things. So I leave the show yesterday a little bit discouraged, a little bit frustrated, just thinking, wow, does anything matter anymore? Does truth matter? I posted my show yesterday. I titled my show. I put my show out in podcast. You can get it at themikemadisonshow.podbean.com. You can subscribe to it on iTunes, which is just The Mike Madison Show. You can go to WYAB.com and see links to previous shows. And usually with the podcast, I've got my phone turned off during that time. But anyway, I titled my show yesterday, Can We Handle the Truth Anymore? And it's a serious, serious question. Does the truth matter to anybody? Now, it is easy for a conservative audience to look at the left and say they have gone completely nuts. Facts do not matter to the left. They believe socialism can work even though it's failed 100 times, and we're watching the collapse of Venezuela right now as we speak. There's a headline today, suicides are up in Venezuela. They're eating flamingos out of the zoo. That doesn't matter to a leftist. They just ignore the truth. They ignore the facts, and they keep on charging. They will call Donald Trump a racist and a homophobe. They'll ignore the fact that he hosted Elton John's gay wedding, that he's had great relations and got an award from Jesse Jackson back in 1999 for championing black workers in New York City. They'll ignore all of these things, and they'll just say things, and it becomes propaganda. Both sides of the aisle are so propagandized, too, that I don't know that people can handle truth anymore. It doesn't matter what side it's on. Both sides have lost their ever-loving minds, and we are doomed if there are not at least a sliver of us, just a sliver of us that can admit when we're wrong, see propaganda for what it's worth, no matter whose mouth it comes out of, and face the world as it really is, not as we want it to be. We are so propagandized too. You know, that everybody believes that was from the Soviet Union, the Pravda. They propagandized to their people. Well, read that article on my Facebook page and tell me the American people are not propagandized to, and we believe a lot of that crap. So I leave yesterday discouraged, but I see this Glenn Greenwald thing. And I think, well, that's okay, Mike. The Intercept's not the biggest magazine out there. But they tell the truth. Mike, there's a guy named Michael Krieger. He puts out a blog called Liberty Blitzkrieg, and that's how I found this article on The Intercept. He is an independent guy. He's a pretty libertarian guy, so that's what drew me to him. But he takes slings and arrows from Trump supporters. The left can't stand this guy. But he just goes through and tells the truth. So if that's the company I have to keep, I'm good. Julian Assange. Julian Assange, an incredibly courageous guy. Not infallible. Maybe not a decent guy. I don't really know. But he publishes things about the right and the left. If they come to him, he releases them. They are factual. And then he takes the heat for it. He's been held up in the Ecuadorian embassy like a prisoner for 7 years. His health is failing. There's other whistleblowers like William Binney and Edward Snowden and other whistleblowers. They sacrifice an incredible amount to bring truth to people. And the propaganda side on the right will come out and say, oh, Julian Assange and Edward Snowden should be brought back to the United States and they should be executed because they told the truth. And the elites do not want you to hear the truth. Ron Paul said a lot of things on the campaign trail. The Republicans marginalized him. At first, crowds started booing some of the things he said until they started engaging a thinking part of their brain and they started saying, wait a second, he's kind of right about that. And he ended up being quite a statesman, even though he was Bernie Sanders out of the primaries. I watched the media ignore him and marginalize him the same way that they rigged the Democratic primary last election cycle for Hillary Clinton and ran Bernie Sanders out on a rail. I saw that happen. And even Tucker Carlson, to a degree, Tucker Carlson will tackle things that other neocon Republicans on Fox News will not dare touch. And so if that's the company that I got to keep, if I've got to just continue to plow through with this and say, I'm just going to tell the truth. I don't care who gets offended. I don't care which party is on the end of it. If it's the truth, it's the truth. And we'll just decide ultimately whether people can handle it or not. We're making a lot of decisions based on emotion, on propaganda, and on blind party and person loyalty. And we're getting exactly what we're getting because of that. I'll be right back.
You know that friend that's eating healthy, or as they put it, eating clean? They're overly concerned with eating habits, especially yours. They cite the latest health studies, the ones that change weekly. Eggs are good? No, bad. No, wait, eggs are good. Instead, maybe you should listen to what your own body is saying about your health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
Now I'm calling all citizens from all over the world. This is Captain America calling. I built you up when you were down on your knees. So will you catch me now? I'm falling.
If you have any doubts about what I'm saying about the fact that the American people are propagandized to, we're lied to, and we're buying this stuff, and we're making terrible decisions based on lies and the manipulation of the media, I'm telling you, go to my Facebook page, read that article. It takes a few minutes, and I know a lot of people won't. Hopefully my listeners will take 10 minutes to read an article to really understand what you're watching when you see the news. But I also, in my post, I put in there, this is a quote from CIA Director William Casey. This is during 1984, ironically. 1984, in a meeting with Ronald Reagan. And I actually tracked this quote down, and there's somebody that's attributed to that recounted the meeting that this took place in. She was also, I believe, a CIA analyst. This is what William Casey, the director of the CIA, said in 1984. Quote, we'll know Quote, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public knows is false. That's what you're dealing with. That's what you're dealing with in the mainstream media. That's what you're dealing with political propaganda. That's what you're dealing with. That is the antithesis of my show. I'm going to show you the truth behind things. I don't care who gets offended. I don't care what party is wrong at the time. If the truth leads me somewhere, I'm going to cover it. I've got a new wind in my sails from just thinking about some of these other people that have gone before me and just told the truth. They don't make as much money as Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, I can tell you that, but I don't care about that. I'm not going to propagandize on this show for any person, any party, any anything. I'm just going to cut through to the truth. There was a story yesterday, and this is that change. I'm going to play again. Let's see what order I want to do this in. Paul Volcker, I'll get into him real quick. I'm going to do this as a short segment. I'll do this quickly. It's Federal Reserve stuff. Donald Trump is talking about high rates. Yes, I know the migrant horde is coming. We'll talk about that. Donald Trump has recently done an interview with the Wall Street Journal. He's got many quotes in there taking on the Federal Reserve. He talks about removing the new Fed head that he just put in. Donald Trump says, I'm just saying this. I'm very unhappy with the Fed because Obama had zero interest rates. Mr. Trump said it was, quote, too early to tell, but maybe if he regrets nominating his guy, Jerome Powell. Trump says, every time we do something great, he raises the interest rates, Mr. Trump said, adding that Mr. Powell, quote, almost looks like he's happy raising interest rates. He went on really quite a tirade yesterday. Now, I think Donald Trump is right in a way. Interest rates are certainly not going to help the economy. But the question is, if the economy is as super duper fantastic as they're saying, why aren't interest rates able to be higher? We have emergency interest rates right now, still at around 2%. During the 1990s, I started to look it up during the break, but I couldn't find a good chart. During the 1990s, I don't know what interest rates were at the time. What I do know is they weren't 2%. And do you know how I know that? Because they've never been 2% before. They'd never been zero for 10 years. Yes, Obama got a free ride on the coattails of the Federal Reserve. Absolutely, he did. But it's not like interest rates are 10% right now. And it's difficult to the economy was booming in the 1990s, and interest rates, I would imagine, without even looking at it, had to have been 4, 5, 6% during the 1990s, and the economy boomed. If we have the strongest economy in the history of the world right now, as we are constantly told, why can't it handle a little uptick in interest rates? Now, I can't stand the Fed. Don't get me wrong. I'm not defending the Fed. But if our economy is as great as they tell us over and over and over again, why can't it handle higher interest rates? And if our economy is so great, you know, the things that happen with that are inflation. And when you have zero interest rates for 10 years and the Federal Reserve is printing money, you get things like runaway inflation. Don't we want to stop that before it happens in the way that they control inflation? Now, again, I don't like the Fed. I don't like all this money manipulation. But if we're playing this game, then the reason the Federal Reserve raises rates is because they're scared inflation might come. The Federal Reserve, I believe, has printed up something like $27 trillion and flooded the world with new money since the financial crisis. Strangely, it hasn't manifested itself in even bigger inflation, but you and I know inflation isn't running at 1% or 2% like they've been lying to us about for years. You know your cost of living has gone up more than 1.5% over the past several years. You pay tuition, you pay medical costs, you pay for food. So they're lying to us about this. So isn't it, if we have this super duper booming economy, certainly it can handle half a point of interest rates or 1% higher interest rates, right? This is what Donald Trump said during the campaign. This is his debate with Hillary Clinton. This is the man I voted for.
Very top.
Mr. Trump,
typical politician, all talk, no action. Sounds good, doesn't work, never going to happen. Our country is suffering because people like Secretary Clinton have made such bad decisions in terms of our jobs and in terms of what's going on. Now, look, we have the worst revival of an economy since the Great Depression. And believe me, we're in a bubble right now. And the only thing that looks good is the stock market. But if you raise interest rates even a little bit, that's going to come crashing down. We are in a big, fat, ugly bubble.
And now, you know what's more dangerous than being in a big, fat, ugly bubble? And he was right. And, boy, I'm watching him say these things during the campaign, and he's taking Hillary Clinton to task, and he is speaking the truth. Very few people would ever get up there. Ron Paul was one of the only ones I could think of that could get on the stage like that and just speak the truth. And I'm watching this going, holy cow, this is my guy. You know, the only thing worse than a bubble is a bigger bubble. And what Trump's advocating now for is low interest rates to keep propping up the bubble. It just gets worse. You can ignore a cancer for as long as you want, because treatment is painful. But the worse, the longer you let it go, the worse it becomes. The more severe the treatment for it needs to be.
We better be awfully careful. And we have a Fed that's doing political things. This Janet Yellen of the Fed. The Fed is doing political by keeping the interest rates at this level. And believe me, the day Obama goes off and he leaves and he goes out to the golf course for the rest of his life to play golf, when they raise interest rates, you're going to see some very bad things happen because the Fed is not doing their job. The Fed is being more political than Secretary Clinton.
So candidate Trump just said the Fed is not doing their job. They are artificially suppressing interest rates. They're keeping them at zero. He says the Fed is not doing their job. So by that logic, the Fed is now doing their job. They're raising interest rates to make them something normal. Savers took it on the chin. Now, again, I'm not a fan of the Fed. Oh, I just wish they'd be abolished. And the people who say, well, Trump's just setting the Fed up and he's going to demolish it, I say, wake me when he locks up Hillary Clinton, too. I mean, I hope that's the case. This was brought up on yesterday's show. Maybe that's the case. That's fantastic. But, I mean, I don't know how many. I can't keep up with all the things that Trump's about to do. All the pedophiles are about to be locked up. The deep state's about to be exposed. All these people in the FBI are about to go to prison. There's 2,000, 20,000, 40,000 sealed indictments in Washington, D.C. right now. I don't know if this is true or not, but I can't see any evidence of it. And I don't see any evidence of him getting rid of the Federal Reserve either right now. Please pardon me if I wait to see some real evidence. It's a great theory, and I'm down with it. Boy, if Donald Trump gets rid of the Federal Reserve, he's got a picture of Andrew Jackson up on his wall in the White House, and maybe that's what he wants to do. But right now what he's trying to do is he thinks it's unfair that Obama got zero interest rates so that Obama could blow up a bubble. Donald Trump now wants zero interest rates so that he can have a bubble too. The bubble's not good for you and me. A bubble just delays the inevitable, and it makes things worse. We're going to have to take some pain. It's just an unfortunate truth. It goes back to the beginning of the show. Look, I'd love to think that there's no consequences to zero money. And the hell, the government, basic guaranteed income, why? You know, Kamala Harris floats out $500. Why not $5,000 per family? If the Fed keeps interest rates at zero and we just start flooding families with money, if there's no consequences to any of these things, and let's go. $15 minimum wage, are you kidding me? Let's go ahead and make it a $50 minimum wage. And the government can just bail out small business. I mean, there's consequences to all of these things, and we ignore them because our guy says we're supposed to ignore this now. Paul Volcker was the Federal Reserve Chairman. The reason I even bring him up, he was the Federal Reserve Chairman under Reagan in the 1980s. When he was brought in, interest rates, I don't know if, how many of you remember, I don't remember them as a matter of memories, but I've studied them since. Interest rates going in the late 70s, you know, were in the teens. I don't know if they got up to the 20s or not, but interest rates were huge because inflation, we took ourselves off the gold standard, they started printing a bunch of money, inflation went nuts, and so the Federal Reserve had to come in. Paul Volcker was told by Reagan, essentially, don't you dare raise the rates, and he said, I got to. And Paul Volcker did something that was wildly unpopular, unpopular with Wall Street, unpopular with Main Street, unpopular with the politicians. But he saw what was happening to our currency. He saw inflation running out of control. And he did a very unpopular thing to cool that down and stop the runaway inflation. And it ended up setting us up for a bull run and an economy through the 80s, the 90s, that was unparalleled in human history for its advances. A lot of innovation during those times. We started getting into technology. But he did something that was hard. He did something that was unpopular. He caused Americans and the system some pain because he saw if he didn't inflict that pain at that time, it was going to be worse down the road. We don't want to take any pain. They need to lower interest rates because it's going to hurt the economy. Well, you've already enjoyed 10 years of zero interest rates. How many more you want? 10 more? How bad do you want to screw future generations? How far do you want to kick this can down the road? We built this mess. Don't we deserve to enjoy the pain from it instead of just handing it off to somebody else? And believe me, these politicians, whether it's Donald Trump or the rest of them, they count on kicking the can down the road just past where their career goes. They want to just keep interest rates low, borrow more money. They just want to keep doing what they're doing so that hopefully they can keep this thing together until the day that they retire, and then it'll be somebody else's problem, and we'll never look back and start blaming people who aren't in office and aren't in the news anymore. We'll just hand that bag of garbage off to somebody else and then point at them and go, "Oh, look what they did." This won't be Donald Trump's fault if there's a collapse. It won't be Donald Trump's fault if the stock market goes down. It's not Donald Trump's fault. This is 30, 40, 50 years in the making. Unfortunately, Donald Trump has claimed credit for everything the last 2 years. He's going to end up taking the blame. Maybe he would have taken the blame anyway, but he has called this his economy. Former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker, who has reached legend status in the world of central banking, isn't optimistic about current conditions. When Volcker looks around now, he sees, quote, a hell of a mess in every direction, unquote. Including a lack of basic respect for government institutions, a current Fed that seems to be following a completely arbitrary benchmark, and a swamp in Washington run by plutocrats. Paul Volcker did some tough things when he was there. I at least admire him for sticking to doing something that he thought he had to do. And again, I wish the Federal Reserve didn't even exist. Let's see if there's anything else in here. I'm running a little long on this segment. Quote, there is no force on earth that can stand up effectively year after year against the thousands of individuals and hundreds of millions of dollars in the Washington swamp aimed at influencing the legislative and electoral process. This is what Paul Volcker writes, and he is right. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. Low interest rates don't solve that. Donald Trump knew that. A candidate Donald Trump knew that. But again, I guess we go back to yesterday's show. Well, now he's just playing the game, Mike. He's just got to do what everybody else does. That's not what I voted for. I didn't vote for another guy to go up there and be a placeholder and play the game that has got us in this mess in the first place. I don't like high interest rates. A free flow of money, we would have not had zero interest rates all these years, and some of the pain would have already been felt under Obama's watch. So the Fed's already fallen down on the job, but at least Donald Trump knew that back then. Now he wants them to go back and make the same mistakes. If you need an experienced lawyer that you can trust, contact the law firm of Danks, Miller & Corey. Our lawyers represent clients and small businesses across Mississippi. With over 100 years of combined legal experience, we have the expertise to handle even the most complex legal matters. When you need a lawyer to fight for you, don't compromise. Call Danks, Miller & Corey. You can reach us at 601-957-3101, 601-957-3101, or online at DanksMillerCorey.com. You know, most everybody knows strong businesses out there, people that have done a really good job with their business and what they do with businesses, particularly is small businesses, because that's where capitalism still exists. See, if you or I go out and want to start a business, sometimes you take out loans, sometimes you save money, sometimes you bootstrap it, but you survive or fail on your own efforts, and you're hopefully not making many mistakes. And if you fail, there's no safety net for you like there is for the big banks. There's no fat government contracts for you if you're the military defense contractors. You're not selling $1,300 coffee mugs like I discussed yesterday to the Air Force. See, in small business, you live or die on your own. And small businesses make decisions every day. I say, well, maybe we want to expand into this product line because we look like it's popular. The way we're going to do that is we're going to cut off the bottom 20% of what we sell because it's not selling very much. It's not generating much profit. So we're going to stop buying these things and we're going to offer these new product lines that we think are better. And they adjust these things constantly. They make decisions. We might need to move into a bigger space. Maybe we need to downsize. Maybe we need to change locations. But what they do is they take the pile of money, which is the revenue that comes in, and they make decisions every day. They cut things and they add things to make themselves successful. You know what our government does? And I'm just going to say it. I mean, this was Donald Trump's speech the other day. I listened to him, and this is with Ted Cruz. He's gonna protect Social Security. Okay? Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. But anyway, okay, he's going to protect Medicare and Medicaid, okay? We're going to rebuild our nuclear arsenal now. I don't know. I haven't even covered this, but we're tearing up the 1987 treaty. I'm sure the Russians are probably cheating or something. So now we're going to rebuild our nuclear. We're going to rebuild our military. We're going to build a wall. And now we're going to give a new 10% tax cut. Does that sound feasible to you? Where is the money for all this stuff coming from? Where's the money for all this stuff going to come from? We're not going to make any changes to entitlements, or is this just campaign speech before an election? Because we don't want to tell the old people, hey, I tell you what, we're going to be screwing you after the midterms. And of course, they're not going to. Older people vote. That's why entitlements never get changed. We're being swamped in debt, and we're adding to it. I'm surprised Donald Trump is doing that. I thought he was a businessman. See, he has made these decisions in the past. This building makes sense to get. I can put this amount into it because rents will bring in this much and it will be a profitable building. Well, we've just decided, as long as it sounds good to the voting people, just add everything. What's the difference between all of those things that we're going to do while we're cutting taxes and the Democrats who say all the things they're going to do? At least they say they're going to raise taxes. Now, I hate that. This was funny to me. I just find the tax cut stuff around midterms kind of humorous because the Republicans are trying to bribe us with our own money. See, what they believe is, hey, we're entitled. This is what the government at large thinks. The Democrats think they're entitled to basically every nickel you ever make. The Republicans just want to be entitled to, say, 40 or 50% of your money. So they say, we're entitled to a giant chunk of your money every single month. We take it out of your paycheck involuntarily. You don't send it to us. We just take it out. You don't ever even see it. It's ours. But we're going to give you 10% of it back. Now, I fight that perception every single day, but it got worse yesterday. So Trump's come out and said he's going to do a 10% middle class tax cut, and I've made the joke. I mean, they're bribing us with our own money. They're assuming it's theirs. So if they give a little bit of it back, we're supposed to applaud them and thank them and cry about all the things we can do with this 10% tax cut. I think they should take zero. So I'm no Democrat. I'm not fighting against tax cuts. I'm fighting against tax cuts with no spending cuts. That's not sustainable. I don't know if anybody else has done the math. But you can't keep spending more and more money than you actually have forever. I've never seen a hit work in the history of mankind on a long-term basis. So the Republicans float this 10%, but I thought they were going to pass it. I thought they were going to try to get this thing through on the midterms to show the Republicans, hey, look, and Trump's right. If you vote for the Democrats, your taxes are going up. There's all kinds of reasons to vote against the Democrats. Let me tell you, it's just not even worth my time on the air to cover that. We all know it. And yes, the taxes would go up for a lot of people under the Democrats, just like health insurance premiums went through the roof under the Democrats. I mean, I don't even need to waste time on it. But I thought that the Republicans were going to give this 10% tax cut. They were going to get it in right before the midterms. It made me laugh a little bit because I knew it was just pandering and a bribe with our own money. But it's worse than that. This is a story yesterday. If there's any doubt what the purpose behind Trump's unexpected proposal for a 10% tax cut unveiled over the weekend, moments ago, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady essentially explained that it is motivation for Republicans to come out and vote in the midterm elections because while work on the proposed tax cut will begin in the coming weeks, it will only be advanced if Republicans retain control of the House and Senate. In other words, if Democrats win the House, no tax cuts for you.
Separately, Trump told reporters at the Oval Office that the proposal for a 10% tax cut for the middle class would be, quote, net neutral, unquote, because the administration is, quote, doing other things. So more behind the scenes stuff. I thought Trump was going to slash and burn this government. Just get rid of the waste. How long have we been waiting for a businessman to occupy the White House? This has been a mantra on the Republican side for decades that I've been paying attention. We need a businessman in there to cut out the waste and the fraud and the abuse and shrink this government and make it lean and mean and do only the things that are effective. We need a businessman. Well, we got a businessman. Where's the business acumen? Where's the cutting? Republicans have got control of all three legislative bodies, the presidency, the House, and the Senate. And they're cutting nothing. I mean, maybe there's some tiny little things somewhere. I heard some talk of maybe they're going to cut 5% off some agencies or something like that. That'd be great. If I hear that that actually happens, I will come on the air and praise the Republicans up and down. I'll do it for a whole hour. Maybe people will like me again. But I haven't seen any evidence of that. And again, I'm tired of all the, just wait, Mike, this is what's happening behind the scenes. I mean, Trump's saying because the administration is, quote, doing other things. So this tax cut is net neutral. We just borrowed $1.3 trillion last year. Republicans controlled everything. We borrowed $1.3 trillion. Now, don't worry about it. For most listeners of this show, if you're over 50 years old, you're not going to pay for it. Don't worry about it. Enjoy it. Let the good times roll. Your kids will pick up the tab. Mike Madison here. All of us should be flying our U.S. flag. And now's the perfect time to contact a complete flag source to have a flagpole installed at your home or business. For a limited time, all U.S. flags up to 5x8 along with flagpole setups are 15% off. That's 15, 20, and 25-foot in-ground kits, sectional, and aluminum. House spinner poles will keep your flag from wrapping in the wind, and a complete flag source has all of the right brackets. Visit a complete flag source, I-55 North Frontage Road, Jackson, or online at CompleteFlags.com. All right, next hour, we're taking a break from politics, get into hump day health, natural health news you can use. It's a Republican, Democrat, old, young, big, small, it doesn't matter. That segment can help you every week. I hope you will stay tuned or tune in for that every week. I tell you one thing, now to try to be objective again, one way I feel bad for Donald Trump is, boy, the last 50 years have handed Donald Trump just a crap sandwich with Saudi Arabia. He did an interview yesterday. He has a comment that I thought was actually kind of funny. Look, Saudi Arabia's put us into a box. Let me tell you who's to blame for this, okay? They're a brutal dictatorship in Saudi Arabia. They're not the good guys. I don't care how many times Nikki Haley and Mike Pompeo and neocons across the board come on and tell you that they're a stalwart ally in the fight against terror. That's just patently not true. They've been funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS and terrorist groups for decades. I don't care if they're letting women drive. They're still chopping off hands for stealing. They're still beheading people, and they're murdering journalists. And this gets laid at Trump's feet. I mean, this relationship. So let me tell you who's to blame for this. Nixon took us off the gold standard and instead said, Saudi Arabia, as long as you take U.S. dollars for oil, we should be able to piece this thing together. But see, they already started spending too much money, and they realized that they didn't have enough gold to cover all the money they put in circulation. So they temporarily, that's what government does, doesn't it? We're just going to temporarily close the gold window. So they took us off the gold standard. That was Nixon, Republican. Democrat Congresses, in particular for the longest time, were the biggest spendthrifts. They were the ones that would just spend us into debt. And so we needed to keep this dollar propped up somehow, and so we had to curtsy to the Saudis to do it. So, and now it's both parties. Now both parties are huge spenders, and so we need the Saudis to keep this dollar scam going. It's the Federal Reserve's fault, because the Federal Reserve is the one that prints up this massive amount of money to allow these politicians to overspend. So there you go. It's the problem of 40 or 50 years, and this thing's been laid at Trump's feet. And he's stuck. I don't know what you do if you're him. I honestly don't. That's a difficult situation to be in. But he made some comments yesterday about this Saudi stuff. You know, the Saudis said they didn't do it. The Turkey won't shut up about this. And I don't know what's going on, to be honest with you. Look, I've said before, the Saudis were the only country implicated in 9/11. We don't seem to have a problem with them killing 3,000 innocent Americans. Nobody even talks about that. But we're up in arms about this journalist. Turkey won't shut up about it. There's a power play going on in the Middle East. I can't quite figure out yet. We'll see soon, but I can't figure out exactly what's behind it. But this was Trump's comment about it yesterday, and I found this kind of funny. I feel bad for Trump. He's in a bad situation here, and it's not his fault.
Mr. President, why do you think something like this could have happened? Do you think that there was a failure of leadership on the world stage, that Saudi Arabia wasn't concerned about?
They had a very bad original concept. It was carried out poorly, and the cover-up was one of the worst in the history of cover-ups. It's very simple. Bad deal, should have never been thought of. Somebody really messed up, and they had the worst cover-up ever. And where it should have stopped is at the deal standpoint, where they thought about it, because whoever thought of that idea, I think, is in big trouble. And they should be in big trouble. Okay?
He says it's the worst cover-up ever. Basically what he's saying, and again, this is not Trump's fault. This is 50 years in the making of people that have laid this mess in his lap and the way we have to kowtow to the Saudi Arabian brutal regime there and pretend that they're helping us fight terror. Not Trump's fault. What he's saying is, holy crap, guys. I am out here trying to sell you weapons. I'm trying to keep the dollar stuff going because y'all have got us over a barrel. Can you not be so stupid about doing this stuff in public? Holy crap, this is the worst cover-up I've ever seen. Essentially, we know the Saudi Arabians do these things. They're murdering thousands, tens of thousands, millions at risk in Yemen right now of dying because of Saudi Arabia. Not a peep in the press. They don't talk about that at all. This one reporter has gained this national attention, and Turkey won't let it go, so they just keep shooting headlines out. Donald Trump says, man, can y'all not get better at the cover-ups? And then I think he kind of heard what he said and the way it came out, and he kind of backtracked it. I mean, the idea was bad. The idea that they lured a journalist, you know, or this dissenter, this public figure, into their consulate in Turkey and then murdered him. Now, don't get me wrong. That was a bad thing, too. But the cover-up was just terrible. And again, it's not Trump's fault. He's stuck with this, but I'm sure he's just going, God, guys, do you know, I don't need this right now. I got midterms, I got Democrats, and their Russia collusion story's kind of falling apart. I'm dealing with this migrant stuff. I've got a lunatic left out there calling me all kinds of names. The last thing I need to be doing is trying to carry water for you guys and trying to keep our arms deals going. Can you please step up your cover-up game? This isn't a surprise to anybody who pays attention to world events that the Saudi Arabians do brutal things. Yet Nikki Haley will still take to the floor of the UN and tell you that Iran's the problem. It's funny. I don't know if I can have time to get to it. I may get to it tomorrow. Mike Pence came out and said there are going to be consequences to this Saudi Arabian thing. And I just thought it was funny. I kind of expected, Mike, this is how foreign policy goes. We have determined that Saudi Arabia did something bad, and we will hold them accountable by bombing Iran. I mean, Saudi Arabia did 9/11, and we bombed Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Somalia, Niger, Syria, and now we're threatening war with Iran. If Saudi Arabia does something else bad, it makes perfect sense, if you follow the logic through, that we need to immediately bomb Iran because Saudi Arabia did something bad. That's how insane our foreign policy is.
Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
right, welcome back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB, and it's Wednesday, 10 o'clock, from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock every Wednesday. I diverge from politics, and we get into news that you can actually use. There's always a knock on talk radio. Hey, you point out all the problems, you don't give any solutions. Well, this is an entire hour about solutions. I podcast this show. This show is recorded. If you want to improve your health, I think this is a great resource. Now, let me give you my disqualifier. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a biologist. I'm not a nurse. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a surgeon. I'm not a nothing. I'm a guy that stumbled into natural health strategies by accident, and it dramatically improved my health. And so I'm passionate about the subject, and I have been convinced and has shown through myself and my children that you can take control of your own health and clear up chronic nagging conditions and even address major problems that you have health-wise if you will become your biggest advocate. Do a little education. This show is about topics that you can go do your own research on, okay? I'm not qualified to advise you on your health, but I'll tell you there's a lot of helplessness out there that is unnecessary. You can tackle your health issues to a large degree yourself. Today, we're going to talk a little bit today about a new ballot initiative that's going around. They've got a group of people that have put together a ballot initiative for medical marijuana in Mississippi. Now, if you're opposed to that, don't tune out. I'm going to play some stuff here. I'm going to play clips here. I'm going to show you why this can be a valuable thing for Mississippi. And maybe we won't be the last to help our most vulnerable. This is something that can help people who are extremely sick, give them some comfort. Most all of us, particularly on the conservative side, have some level of compassion for the most vulnerable among us. Children, I'm going to show you what this can do for children, too. And I don't, I think polling in Mississippi is showing that about 75% of people are for this. So if you're for this already, then please stay tuned and listen. It gives you some ammunition if you're talking to other people to explain the tremendous benefits that this plant has for people with chronic conditions. Suffering from pain. But the vast majority of people are for that. I'm also going to get into, there's a new study on artificial sweeteners out there, and I hope I have time. I don't know if people know the story behind how some of these artificial sweeteners came to market. It adds a little bit of politics in there, but it shows you just pure rank corruption in our system and why you just can't believe that everything that's on the grocery store shelves is perfectly fine to consume. We're also going to talk about one thing you can do, one simple little thing you can do. Cheap, simple, takes maybe 20 seconds a day, $8 a month to help you get through cold and flu season at much reduced risk of getting sick this fall and winter. So we'll get into that. All right, so they've got a ballot initiative out. Well, they're going to try to get on the ballot in 2020 to approve, amend the state constitution to allow marijuana to be used. And when you say marijuana, a lot of people, the first thing they think is somebody sitting there smoking a joint. It's not about that. It's about all kinds of medications that use extracts from the marijuana plant that are shown to be effective for a lot of people where pharmaceuticals fail. And I'll pose some questions to you after I do this. There is a set list of conditions that this is seeking to address. And I'm going to go through some of these conditions now with some audio clips that I found that should be compelling to people. And I encourage you just to think, if you're suffering from these things, then maybe relief is on the way. If you're not, imagine being in the shoes of these people and knowing that just across the border, say a couple of states away, that you can help, that there's medicines that exist that we don't have access to in Mississippi that can help a child avoid constant seizures. What would you do as a parent? I'll tell you what you do. A lot of people are changing states. They're having to move, uproot their entire families, change careers, leave their friends and families to help their children instead of just allowing Mississippi to give patients access to these medications. And some of these things, some of these clips too, these are from people who were radically opposed to the use of marijuana in any form for any reason. Until they got experience and until they got education. This is an education segment, and this is a natural health show. I'm telling you, God put a plant on this earth that can help people. But we're not talking about legalization. We're not talking about bringing the Grateful Dead here and having a bunch of people out in tie-dye smoking weed out on a field somewhere. That's not what this is about. This is about medication for people. This first person that we're going to listen to here is Dr. Lester Grinspoon. He is a doctor from Harvard. And there's a comment, a little comment he makes at the very beginning of this clip that I think people really need to hear. Again, this is Harvard Dr. Lester Grinspoon.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, professor of psychiatry emeritus at the Harvard Medical School. I learned that despite my training in medicine and science, I had been brainwashed like just about every other citizen in this country, that marijuana was not only not a dangerous drug, but indeed it was remarkably non-toxic. And I had to revise my view of it.
Now, I want you to think about this. I'm going to replay that. I want you to hear what this man says, because it's so important. Again, we talk about facts on this show, whether it's politics or whether it's health stuff. I look at studies. I bring in experts. We talk about facts here, not emotion, not what our perceptions are. I want you to hear what he says again. He uses the term that every American needs to understand. We are all brainwashed into so many wrong-headed thinking on so many things. And he uses that word, brainwashed.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, professor of psychiatry emeritus at the Harvard Medical School. I learned that despite my training in medicine and science, I had been brainwashed like just about every other citizen in this country, that marijuana was not only not a dangerous drug, but indeed it was remarkably non-toxic. And I had to revise my view of it. In 1967, my son, Danny, who was then 10 years old, was diagnosed as having acute lymphocytic leukemia. He had terrible nausea and vomiting with each session of cancer chemotherapeutic drugs. My wife and I heard about a young man in Houston, Texas, who had the same problem Danny had. This boy in Houston found that cannabis eliminated that nausea and vomiting altogether. So Danny smoked it 20 minutes before his next session. He had no nausea, no vomiting. He got off the table and said, "Mom, could we get a submarine sandwich on the way home?" And I can tell you that from that time on, for as long as he lived after that, which was about a year and a half, we never, never had to go through that awful business of his nausea and vomiting. And because the quality of his life was so much better, so was ours. We didn't have to see this suffering. And in fact, it led to the first study of cannabis and nausea and vomiting.
And you know, my heart goes out to people like this. And in the current, the system we're in right now, people understand the help. I'm going to continue to play some of these clips. I hope people will stick with me, particularly if you're against this. Be educated about it. Still be against it if you want to. No judgments here. But listen to what some families are going through. And understand, if you were in the same situation and you knew there was a natural plant without all the horrific side effects of some of these pharmaceuticals that are out there, and it's just a few states away, what would you do for a child, for a dad with Parkinson's, for somebody with Alzheimer's, for somebody suffering the nausea of chemotherapy? What would you do for them? And I'm going to continue to ask this question. I'll tell you what, I'll go ahead and do this clip right here too. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the bill. I went to their website. Their website is Medical Marijuana 2020. So I did a little exploration on their website. This is what this bill is about. Mississippians who have the following debilitating medical conditions would qualify for medical marijuana: cancer, epilepsy and other seizures, Parkinson's disease, Huntington's disease, multiple sclerosis, post-traumatic stress disorder, HIV, AIDS, chronic pain, ALS, glaucoma, Crohn's disease, sickle cell anemia, autism with aggressive or self-injurious behavior, spinal cord injuries, and similar diseases. That's who this is for. Now, if you have an emotional gut reaction to just hearing the word marijuana, that's understandable. As that doctor just said, we've all been brainwashed to think this is the devil's weed. And I've got another guy that's going to come on in just a second, a Parkinson's patient, that will explain he had that exact same view of this substance. But God has given us a plant that is helping people around the world and has for centuries. For millennia, people have gotten relief with that. but our politicians have kept this away from people. I ask you again, if you suffer from any of those conditions that I just mentioned, or you have a loved one who does, and you knew there was relief out there for something natural that did not have a bunch of side effects attached to it. And a lot of these drugs, let me explain something else too, and then I'll come back to these clips. This is not about getting high. The way that they manipulate the compounds in marijuana, there are lots of very powerful CBD oils out there that we don't have access to in Mississippi. There is no high produced. You could take a test after these drugs, and you would not fail a drug test for THC. They're not mind-altering, but they're pain-relieving. There's so much benefit to this. God gave us this plant for a reason. I'm going to play when I come back. It's a heartbreaking story about a child, but the success with this treatment for a child. Stay with me for that. All night with the king. Food allergies know how difficult it can be to find quality, affordable restaurants that cater to your needs. That's why the folks over at Your Pie have made a commitment to ensure everyone can enjoy great tasting pizza. Your Pie offers gluten-free dough, vegan, non-dairy cheese, and non-dairy sorbet. Just ask for it next time you're in line. Matter of fact, just mention any allergy you have, and the folks at Your Pie will go over the top to make sure you can safely enjoy their delicious food. That's Your Pie in Gluckstadt, where food allergies never stop you from being able to express your inner pizza.
Right into this world, all alone. God takes your soul, you're on your own.
You know, there is so much out there right now that divides us as a people between party lines, generationally, culturally, ethnically, racially. There's so much division in this country right now, but there are certain things that we all share. We want to help people who are suffering. Doesn't matter what your politics are, you see somebody suffering, you want to see them get help. And this is one of those things I'm very heartened to see with this medical marijuana thing. They've done polling, and I believe about 75% of Mississippians are in favor of allowing this medication for people within the state. The other 25% need some additional education. People even who support it don't even understand the potential of this. Some people, maybe it's a freedom issue. Some people, I don't know. But it's about education. There's so many people suffering with diseases. Look, if a pharmaceutical company comes out with something for seizures that has no side effects and works fantastic for people, and I think it will help, I'll come on this show and pump a pharmaceutical if I need to. That does not exist right now. There are some pharmaceuticals that help some people with some seizures, but they might have side effects. But there's nothing that's been as effective as this for a lot of people. Now, I'm not saying some people don't respond great to some pharmaceuticals, but for those who do not, we are denying them right now medicines that can really help them. This is a clip about a small child. Children with seizures, I can't imagine anything more heartbreaking as a parent. I just can't imagine watching your child suffer and being helpless, sitting there watching them convulse right in front of you, sometimes hundreds of times a week, constantly during the day.
For 2.5-year-old Lavie Parouche, moments of joy are all too brief.
Good.
Diagnosed with severe epilepsy and cerebral palsy from birth, leaving him with brain damage, he suffered seizures, dozens a day. Now they're nearly all gone with just a few drops a day of medical marijuana, cannabis oil, mixed into his food.
We saw a difference immediately, and then after a few weeks we didn't see any seizures at all.
Other medicines didn't work, his father says, or worse, caused severe side effects. Lavie has now been on medical cannabis for a year and a half. This cannabis oil was developed in northern Israel. The oil is high in CBD, the pharmacological ingredient in cannabis, and low in THC, the psychoactive ingredient, the drug that makes you high. There's little research on the effects of medical cannabis on babies, but Parouche has all the results he needs. Lavie hasn't had a seizure in months.
It's just kind of when we feel that...
He takes the CBD oil daily and a second oil of THC only when Lavie is having a bad day.
When you give Lavie a drop of THC, that's the psychoactive ingredient in cannabis, it makes him high.
In the beginning we were pretty anxious about it, I guess, but then we thought, well, what are we seeing, you know what I mean? We're seeing this kid that was before he was in distress, and now he isn't.
At home, Parouche and his wife play with Lavie and his little sister Geffen. The difference in development is stunning. She is 10 months old, a third Lavie's age, and yet she can hold toys and play with her parents and so much more. This, Asaf Pavlovich fears, will always be too much for Levy. Instead, he just hopes one day to hear his son say dad.
I tell you, my heart breaks when I see these things. It's something about childhoods. I mean, if, for those of us that have been parents, and just to imagine seeing a child go through these seizures, it's heartbreaking. But to know right now, a lot of Mississippi parents of children with seizures, they're always looking for something to help them, and they know medications are out there in other states around the country that they cannot access here. What would you do for your child if you knew it existed in other states, in other places around the world? If you knew this medication existed that could stop your children, there have been stories. And look, I pulled some of these clips because I thought they were some of the best audio, but you can do your own research if you're on the fence about this issue. If you're totally against it, do a little bit of research, because hundreds of thousands of people are depending on us to come through and give them access to a medication that will help them. There's so much information online about this from reputable sources, and you'll see these people and you'll see these kids and you'll realize this is not about, you know, some 420 celebration out in a park where everyone's sitting around doing hacky sacks. This is about people. I can't imagine. There was a story of a child that went from 300 seizures a week down to 2. And you imagine knowing that that exists for your child and not having access to it. For those naysayers out there, for people who are against it, you're not alone. I don't judge you for that. As the first doctor said, the Harvard psychologist said, look, he was brainwashed to think that there was nothing but evil associated with this plant until his son got leukemia and he saw, holy cow. It improved his quality of life, the family's quality of life. He was able to eat. He wasn't nauseous. But a lot of people still have that emotional wall against this. And here's one of those men who did.
It has been 18 years now since Colorado voters legalized medical marijuana, and researchers continue to make new discoveries on pot's impact on medical conditions.
CBS 4's Jamie Leary introduces us to one reluctant patient who volunteered to help us out.
An airman and then a businessman. Marijuana was not something on Gary Griffin's radar. Through the years, he never had an urge to experiment with it.
It was the devil's weed. It was awful to me.
When Griffin was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, he was suddenly open to anything that might help him sleep and stop his hands from shaking, even marijuana.
First drop,
yeah,
may not survive. I may go wild kicking the off the balcony.
But Griffin agreed to enroll in a cannabis study with his neurologist, Maureen Leahy.
We legalized medical marijuana before we actually knew that it was effective for medical disorders.
To find out if medical marijuana would help the symptoms of Parkinson's, Dr. Leahy gave her patients CBD oil stored under lock and key at the University of Colorado Hospital. Many of her patients had positive effects.
But they had a reduction in our assessments of their motor symptoms, and they had improvement in their nighttime sleep.
For Gary, there was only a small improvement with the shaking in his hands.
I hoped for a miracle, but it didn't happen.
But he saw a dramatic improvement in his sleep.
Once I started taking CBD oil, I never had a sleepless night because I couldn't relax my muscle groups.
So much of an improvement, the man who called marijuana the devil's weed started growing it and processing his own CBD oil at home.
I'm not a stoner, but I am a proponent.
That was Jamie Leary reporting. In addition to Parkinson's, Colorado researchers are trying to determine if marijuana helps with sleep, pain, and epilepsy. Dr. Leahy plans to kick off a much larger placebo-controlled Parkinson's study in the coming months.
So there is one of your reluctant people that it was, you know, he came from this saying, oh, it's the devil's weed, until he was struck by a condition where he said, oh, my gosh, you know, this thing is actually helping me, when other things had not. You can rest assured that people with Parkinson's or any of these diseases, they go to great lengths to try whatever they can, absolutely try whatever they can. And then there's one particular category of thing I'm childhood seizures. And I'm going to post a thing to my Facebook page, which is The Mike Madison Show, that I really encourage you to watch. There is a video out there. It doesn't make for good audio. It is much more of a visual. of a man suffering from Parkinson's, and you see him open the door to his apartment where he can barely move around. His limbs are contorted. He's shaking. He's got tremors. And one of his friends, who is also, I believe, also has Parkinson's, brings him over a little tincture that he just rubs into his cheeks, and it's got this CBD oil in it. And you watch this man's entire body calm down. And within about 3 minutes, 5 minutes, however long it is, this guy goes from a contorted man, unable to function in any way, shape, or form, shaking, arms twisted, face twisted, unable to really communicate. Within 5 minutes, he sits up. He says, "I'm hungry. Anybody want anything to eat? I'm going to go in the kitchen and cook something." Within 5 minutes. It was his first time to ever try it. It's a powerful, powerful video. I will put it on my Facebook page as soon as the show is over. But another place that I have a tremendous amount of sympathy, we ask a lot out of our soldiers. We've sent them into, if you listen to my political side of the show, I tell you, needless wars. We've spent $7 trillion and sent our kids halfway around the world to fight wars that we never should have been involved with. But then they come home, and we're seeing them racked with opioid addiction for pain. We're seeing them racked on antidepressants with horrible side effects for PTSD. And medical marijuana is showing great promise and has helped a lot of veterans in the states where it is legal to deal with this. If we're going to ask them to sacrifice for us and go half a world away and come back with these problems, we should offer them any solution that's available.
Nightmares had gotten so painful that Roberto Pickering started drinking himself to death.
When I got back from Iraq, I felt like an eggshell, and I was just doing all this self-destructive behavior that I could think of to not feel anything at all.
The Marine sniper was prescribed 14 different drugs as he battled post-traumatic stress until he turned to pot.
I stopped all the pills cold turkey, and I picked up cannabis because, in my opinion, it was either fine relief or suicide.
He's one of a growing number of veterans who say medical marijuana is helping treat PTSD symptoms and is a less addictive alternative to opioids.
I think we're desperately seeking new treatments for PTSD.
Near Phoenix, Dr. Sue Sisley is running the first FDA-approved trial of its kind.
We believe cannabis will reduce the severity of the PTSD symptoms.
23 states list PTSD as a qualifying condition for medical marijuana. But a recent report funded by the VA found there's not enough hard evidence to make firm conclusions about the...
Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to break into this. When the VA comes out and says there's not enough hard evidence, look, people are using this to some relief. The VA is one of the largest purchasers of pharmaceuticals on the planet. You don't think that the money figures into this stuff? I'm just saying. I'd try really not to inject too much political into this part of the show because I really want everybody to hear this. But this is apolitical. It's not right or left. It's not Republican or Democrat. It's just flat out corruption. This makes me angry when I hear things like this. The VA should be doing everything. If they find patients that are finding relief with anything, they should be tripping over themselves trying to get more relief to our veterans. And instead, I believe they are largely captured by the pharmaceutical industry.
The drug's effectiveness.
What might feel good in the short term is not necessarily good in the long term. And rather than look at anecdote and stories, let's look at the overall picture.
Roberto Pickering just wants more research done.
They're coming back from a war, and you know they're fighting a new war here in America, and that war is a suicide and opioid epidemic.
A battle he hopes to fight with a different weapon. Gabe Gutierrez, NBC News.
So there you have it. Now, as I say, there is tons of this information out there. If you're trying to make up your mind, if you're against this thing, just think for yourself for just a second and say, what if your grandchild, that new baby you're expecting right now, came out with some horrible epileptic disorder, 300 seizures in a week, and you know there's this substance out there without side effects that helps them go from 300 seizures down to 2, what would you do to get that? If you're suffering from Parkinson's, or you're watching a spouse suffering with Parkinson's, or a mom or a dad suffering from Parkinson's, and you knew there was a substance out there, and I promise you, if you go see this video on my Facebook page, you'll understand what these people are fighting for to get this treatment. What would you do to help that spouse, that mom, that dad with Parkinson's, if you knew there was relief 5 minutes away from a natural substance that God put on this planet that could help them in 5 minutes? What would you do to get that for them? This is a natural product. This bill is about setting up medical treatment clinics. They're working with the Department of Health on this thing. It's a very well-crafted bill. I've looked through it, and their website is Medical Marijuana 2020. If you've got questions, you can go to that. You can also sign up to be contacted. The signatures, I believe, have to be in person. You have to go to an office, or you have to get in front of somebody to sign this thing, and they need about 86,000 of them to get these people the help that they need. I just ask you again, if it was your relative, if you were suffering, or somebody that you truly loved, or even a friend, anybody was suffering from this stuff, what would you do to get them help? I'll tell you right now, if I was a parent, I would have to move out of the state as it stands right now. Hopefully, Mississippi won't be last at this, and the polling suggests that if we can get the signatures, this thing will actually pass. And all these people with all these horrible conditions will find the relief that is available to them right now in other states. So, do your own research, like anything else on the show. When I come back, we're going to get into a little bit of, there's a new study on artificial sweeteners. I'm not a fan. Not a fan, and new studies are kind of confirming that. I'm also going to tell a little bit of how artificial sweeteners got approved in the first place. The FDA tried to stop artificial sweeteners during the 1970s. They rejected them several times. And then something really lucky happened for the companies that manufactured the artificial sweeteners. I'll talk about that when I come back.
You know that friend that's eating healthy, or as they put it, eating clean? They're overly concerned with eating habits, especially yours. They cite the latest health studies, the ones that change weekly. Eggs are good? No bad. No wait, eggs are good. Instead, maybe you should listen to what your own body is saying about your health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
Now I'm calling all citizens from all over the world. This is Captain America calling. I built you up when you were down on your knees. So will you catch me now? I'm falling.
Artificial sweeteners are not a new topic to this show. You know, artificial sweeteners have been shown to increase weight gain. They've been shown to cause diabetes. I'm not sure exactly what the mechanism, whether it's the chemical in the artificial sweeteners or it's because it makes people crave carbs. Your body does not recognize this sweetness, makes you crave other things. It's just one of the most cruel things, because the big beef I have with artificial sweeteners is such a bait and switch. It's people that are trying to do the right thing for their weight, trying to do the right thing for their health, trying to take sugar out of their diet, but they've turned to a substance that is marketed very heavily that is not showing any results. I mean, just think about when did diet drinks and diet food products come out? Really in the 1980s? Let's take a look at the charts of obesity since then. It doesn't seem to be working. And so I see people with these things in their carts at the grocery store, and I know they are trying to do the right thing. They're not educated on it, and it turns out to be the wrong thing. Recent research into the health effects of artificial sweeteners deliver yet another blow to safety claims. The animal study published in the journal Molecules found all artificial sweeteners currently approved and deemed safe by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration cause DNA damage in and interfere with the normal and healthy activity of gut bacteria. Now, there's so many stories and so much research that's been done over the past several years about how important it is we're finding this colony of bacteria in our stomach, and you need the right balance of good bacteria in your stomach. And what they're finding is that these artificial sweeteners are interfering with those. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about these artificial sweeteners, because they're in everything. They're all over the place. And these are the ones that are implicated. And again, this study says, the study in Journal Molecules found all artificial sweeteners currently approved and deemed safe by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. And more about that in just a second. I'll tell you an interesting story. Artificial sweeteners, aspartame. This is one of them. It is, the brand names are NutraSweet, Spoonful, Canderel, Equal, Natura Taste Blue, artificial sweetener sucralose. It's in Splenda, Zero Cal, Sucrana, Sucra Plus, Candies, Kukrin, and Nuvella. Saccharin, this is in Sweet'n'Low, Sweet Twin, Sugar Twin, Nectosweet, Neotame, Advantame, it doesn't have any brand names to it. This is one that I've seen a lot of because I'll get protein powders for workouts. A-S-E-S-U-L-F-A-M-E, a sulfame potassium K. The brand names for that are Sunette, Sweet One, Ace, Ace K, Sweet and Safe. That's an ironic one right there. As reported by Business Insider, the research team concluded that all of these sweeteners had a toxic stressing effect, making it difficult for gut microbes to grow and reproduce. While the authors do not directly refer to them as having antibiotic effects, when something is killing bacteria, that's essentially what's happening. According to the researchers, the effects on your gut health may in turn affect your body's ability to process regular sugar and other carbohydrates. According to the study, the toxic limit for these artificial sweeteners appears to be around 1 milligram per milliliter. Ariel Kushmaro, a PhD professor of microbiology at Ben-Gurion University and lead author, told Business Insider, quote, "We are not claiming that it's toxic to human beings. We're claiming that it might be toxic to the gut bacteria and by that will influence us." Now, it kind of ranked these different artificial sweeteners. Overall, 6 artificial sweeteners were found to have toxic effects on gut bacteria. And these are the different ones. Saccharin caused the greatest, most widespread damage, exhibiting both cytokinetic, cytotoxic, and genotoxic effects, meaning it's toxic to cells and damages genetic information in the cell, which can cause mutations. And it goes through this list. These things are in a ton of stuff that you eat and that we're feeding our kids. Now, here's the interesting story. I'll just do this as an aside. When I first kind of got hip again, I was drinking diet sodas. Every afternoon I had to have, when I was a financial advisor, office was close to a convenience store. I'd want to stretch my legs, get out of the office, grab a snack. I'd get myself a diet soda and a bag of some GMO chips almost every single day. I thought I was doing right by my health, you know. It took me a while to get off those things. So I've been there. I've taken those things, and I made the same mistake thinking these things were healthy. But as I got into the organic stuff, I knew I wanted to take out artificial sweeteners along with other chemicals out of my diet and my children's diet. And as our health started improving, I got more dogged about it. I said, oh, wow, this is really working. My headaches are gone. My stomach problems are gone. My restless legs gone. My insomnia is gone. I'm not getting sick anymore. So I started reading more and trying to clean up my diet even more. And this was one of the things I ran into was artificial sweeteners. And I started reading the reports about how toxic they were, that people who get on diet drinks actually experience weight gain. They have cravings for carbs, which is a recipe for more weight gain and spiking your insulin levels and wearing out your pancreas and causing diabetes. I mean, I've done all this research and I've done that on the show before. This is a new thing saying that it's actually the gut bacteria, that it's actually killing your good gut bacteria, which you need for optimal health. When I was reading this, I just thought to myself, wow, this stuff sounds like just a train wreck. How in the world did this come to be? And so I ended up stumbling on the story, and I'm going to recount it. I actually found it during a break a few minutes ago, but I'm just going to recount it because I don't have a long time in this segment. What happened was in the 1970s, I believe it was the FDA, could have been the USDA. I'm pretty sure it was the FDA. Scientists within the FDA were given by a company called Searle, G.D. Searle, in the 1970s. I can't remember. I really should do this story better justice. They were testing some kind of a chemical substance for some particular purpose, and somehow some of it got on the finger of a scientist or something, and they tasted it. It got into their mouth, and they went, ooh, that's sweet. It's almost like sugar. And so they ended up developing this product, saying, well, this could be like an artificial sweetener, and we can give people these diet drinks. So they take this stuff. This, I think at the time it was aspartame. And they take it to the FDA or the USDA, and the scientists start working on it. And the scientists at the FDA recommended that they not approve this stuff. The head of the FDA assigns scientists to it. They say, no, no go. And I believe, and again, my facts may be a little sketchy. I don't like to go just from memory because I want to be really factual on this show, but this is the gist of the story. either two or three times they tried this thing, and two or three times the FDA denied approval of this substance for use for human consumption. And the head of the FDA was on board with this. This was in the 1970s. Ronald Reagan was elected in 1980. So in 1981, the transition team comes in, and the chief of staff, I believe, was Donald Rumsfeld, who you know probably is one of our defense secretaries. Donald Rumsfeld was on the Ronald Reagan transition team in 1981. Before joining the transition team, Donald Rumsfeld had been the CEO or president of the board or something with G.D. Searle, the company that was trying to get aspartame approved. As the story goes, at around 2 o'clock in the morning on the day that Reagan was taking office and the transition team was moving in, Donald Rumsfeld, again at 2 o'clock in the morning, called up the head of the FDA. A sleepy head of the FDA answers the phone, "Hello?" Donald Rumsfeld tells him, "You're out." "What?" "You're out. You're fired. You're no longer at the FDA." They put in somebody else who was a little more sympathetic to the plight of G.D. Searle trying to get aspartame approved. And strangely enough, it made it through. This was after FDA scientists or USDA scientists, whoever was testing this stuff, had denied it at least two times, saying it was not fit for human consumption. See, this is the nasty side. This is where politics creeps in. This is where the corruption and the revolving door at government levels get stuff into our food supply that we should not be ingesting. And then we're surprised. Huh, we're not feeling so good. Trends in health are not great. Could it possibly be all the things in food? And this is not just G.D. Searle. This is not just aspartame. This is other substances, too, that get into our food supply. You'll see Monsanto with their Roundup Ready and the GMO foods and all of the Roundup sprayed on our food. You'll see this revolving door between the FDA, the USDA, and Monsanto. They go back and forth. Now, if they were to just go one direction, that's suspicious enough. But if you can go from a major corporation lobbying for a product to be included in the food supply, and then you go to head the agency that you've been lobbying, that's bad enough. But the thing is they have to deliver when they become the head of that agency because they want to go back, and they do. And the industry welcomes them back with open arms. It's almost like they're sent out on a mission. Go out there and get this stuff approved. We need an insider to get this stuff into the food supply. Then they come back into a nice fat contract with the company that they just helped get the stuff approved. It's not all just a conspiracy. It's about pure profit. But this is why our health trends are not good right now. You need to pay attention to what's in your food. Artificial sweeteners. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. But ask yourself first, are they working? Are we a slim, trim, happy society? I don't really get that feeling. When I come back, one quick thing you can do, a really, really quick thing that you can do, more than the flu shot. It takes about $8 a month and about 20 seconds a day to really improve your health and help you get through the cold and flu season coming up. Stay with me. Mike Madison here. Have you heard about Lee Garland's latest offer? You know, he's the real estate agent with the Moving On team at RE/MAX Alliance who will guarantee the sale of your home. Well, he's up the ante once again, and not only will he guarantee the sale, but he wants the opportunity to offer you cash before you ever even place it on the market. That's right. Lee Garland with the Moving On team at RE/MAX Alliance is and represents cash buyers who are willing to buy your home as is today. Can you imagine not having to jump through a bunch of hoops, not having to scramble around to meet the buyer's needs, and not having to do repairs for some crazy home inspection? If so, call Lee Garland at 601-983-1130 or 601-941-2424 for more details on his cash offer and or guaranteed sale. Again, call Lee Garland at 601-983-1130, 601-983-1130 or 601-941-2424. All right, final segment here on the Mike Madison Show and Hump Day Health segment. Look, this stuff is podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes. You can go to the MikeMadisonShow.podbean.com and get these health shows. Even if you don't like my politics, look, empower yourself. Take control of your health. I'm sick of watching people suffer in this society needlessly, and it's needless. I'm healthier now than I was 20 years ago, and I'm just a dude, man. No medical training, no nothing. I just pay attention, and I do my own research for me and for my kids. You could do the same thing. Last thing, I don't know if you've gotten your flu shot yet. There's a flu shot sign everywhere. You got to get a flu shot. Everybody wants you to take a flu shot. Well, it's funny. People who know me well might censor their words around me. Not that I'm going to jump on anybody, but they might kind of know where I'm coming from. And so people that know me well probably wouldn't say positive things about the flu shot. But it's been interesting. I've been in so many conversations with strangers, groups of people talking about the, you know, winter coming. Have you gotten your flu shot? And just more and more people are saying, no, I don't get that thing. Last time I got it, I got the flu, you know, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, there is something you can do to get through cold and flu season. And it is about something I've talked about before. But since I got a short segment and I'm kind of repeating myself, I'm going to say it one more time. Vitamin D. Vitamin D. As winter arrives, we get out of the sun. You know, I've always kind of wondered, you know, why do people get so sick during the wintertime and not the summertime? Well, it's because we're not in the sun. So our bodies are not producing the same amount of vitamin D. If you want vitamin D, get a vitamin D3. That's my understanding. Again, do your own research. My understanding is vitamin D3 is the kind that you want. And get a good quality brand. Go to a health food store. Go to Naturally You in Ridgeland, 500 Highway 51, and tell them you need some good vitamin D to get through this wintertime. Get a good quality. If you get bad quality stuff, it's just not going to be as effective. And you might save like $2 a month to get a cheap brand rather than a good quality brand. So might as well get the real thing and avoid the shot and avoid the flu and being sick if you're interested in that. Most accurate way to measure how much vitamin D you have in your body is the 25-hydroxy vitamin D blood test. And it goes into all the sciencey stuff. You can have your vitamin D levels checked. And I'm going to say this one more time. It's gotten to where I just about say this in every show. Do you know, this is such a stunning statistic to me, that I think it should be on billboards in the front of every doctor's office. Do you know if you're a woman, you can reduce, there are studies that show that you can reduce your occurrence of breast cancer by 80% just if you have proper vitamin D levels. These are studies that have been done. Again, that's for $8 a month. And there's the side effects if you take vitamin D. If you're a woman and you say, hey, that sounds pretty good, I'll take vitamin D because I don't want to get breast cancer. The side effects to that are you might also not get colds and flus. Your body might perform better. I've got a whole list. I don't have time to get into it of signs that you might be vitamin D deficient. I don't have time to get into it. Go look it up yourself. An internet search of, am I vitamin D deficient? Or look at the statistics of the number of people in this country that are vitamin D deficient. You want to know why people get sick in the wintertime? Yes, it's because there's snot in the schools and the kids are rubbing their nose and putting it on door handles and transmitting things. But the reason your body can't fight off these diseases is because we're not out in the sun as much. And so we're not producing vitamin D, which is fantastic for our immune system. Do yourself a favor. About $8, $10 a month and 20 seconds a day, you can avoid colds and sniffles. That's all the time I got today. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try.